backstory of See Me Now, we, Kenton and I wrote one day, and it was, we didn't have long, we had like an hour, and we were kind of going through ideas, and I had this, I remember having this idea because it had come to me the last week. I was with my family and was around my aunt, but so my mom's dad died when she was two, so I've never, she don't know him, I never got to meet him, but throughout my whole life, like even when I was a teenager on, my grandma would stop me all the time and be like, God, the way you walk, the way you talk, it was like reminding me of, his name was Orrin. And so as I got to learn more about him, he was a fiddle player in the Strawberry Pickers, which is a,
sick band.
Yeah, so they were a bluegrass band that followed around like the governor of Alabama back in a long time ago.
What a gig, yeah, dude. What a gig, dude.
So they like, he would go and do a campaign anywhere around Alabama. They would be there, like, open the show kind of thing. And so nobody from him till me, like, did anything in music at all. Like, played the radio, that was it. So once I started doing music and I moved to Nashville and everything, my aunt, who was my mom's oldest sister, would, every time she saw me, she'd be like, gosh, I wish your granddad could see you now. And so she said that to me 10 times probably. And I remember I just saw her and she said that again and I was like, write that down. Awesome. You know, see me now. And so, and we had, yeah, Sword of the Bones there, but it was like, yeah, the lyric and the melodies that we got when we were together in Montana was what kind of took, yeah, it to that next level.
Yeah, the thing that struck me about that song was, I remember my dad's dad, he passed away in 2000 and, oh, I guess it was probably 15. Whenever we went out.
We're at the zoo, remember with the,
we're at the zoo,
that day.
I know, the infamous, that's still tough, hungover zoo story. but we were there, and my dad's dad had not been doing very well, and he got to hear, this one's for you. It was before I had even signed with Sony, but the record was already done, and so I got to, like, go down there and, like, play it for him and stuff, and he had always told me when I had started doing music a few years before, and he was like, man, if you stick with this, man, like, you're gonna make it, you know, and I was like, at the time, I was like, this guy's losing it, you know, like, what is he talking about, you know? And, but it was weird, like, he said it with such conviction that I almost kind of believed him, you know what I mean? And that moment stuck with me forever, and then, so getting to go down there and finally play him the record, and that was the last time I saw him, and then we went on this 5-week tour, is the first tour we had ever been on, and it was like first weekend, wasn't it? Like, it was like second day or something. We were at the zoo. And my dad called me. My dad, like, never calls me. Like, especially not. He was still working at that time. He called me in the middle of the day, and I just knew, you know. And I wasn't able to go back to his funeral and stuff. And so when you play, and that was really tough on me, and because he was a huge part of my life. And so when you played me that song, I just thought back to that moment of him telling me, like, you're going to make it, you know, and that just resonated with me a lot, and I think we got to kind of tell that story a little bit in that song, you know. I got to kind of tell him some stuff that he never got to see happen, you know, so that was cool, man. That was really cool.